Nestled within the Pyrenees Mountains in the far southwestern corner of France is a little village you know as well as your own name. The village is called Lourdes. And the rest of the world never heard of Lourdes in southwestern France until the 11th of February, 1858, when the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, appeared to a 14-year-old peasant girl by the name of Bernadette Soubirous. Our Lady would appear 18 different times to Saint Bernadette in that year of 1858. 2 months from now, it will be exactly 160 years ago. The apparition that I want to focus on today is the 16th apparition that occurred at Lourdes on the Solemnity of the Annunciation on the 25th of March, 1858. In the early hours of the morning of March the 25th, Saint Bernadette felt an inner urge to go to the grotto where Mary was appearing. And so at 5 in the morning, even before the sun was up, Saint Bernadette made her way back to the grotto. Her pastor wanted Bernadette to ask Our Lady her name. And so on this early spring morning, Saint Bernadette asked, "Mademoiselle, what is your name?" But Mary just smiled and didn't reply. After asking 3 more times, "What is your name?" our Blessed Mother finally replied, "I am the Immaculate Conception." Saint Bernadette didn't even know what this meant. She could barely pass any of her courses. And so she kept repeating to herself in the dialect that she spoke with Our Lady over and over, "I am the Immaculate Conception. I am the Immaculate Conception." And she ran to tell her pastor. And she said, "Guess what? Our Lady revealed her name. She said, 'I am the Immaculate Conception.'" And her pastor said, "Do you even know what that means?" And she said, "No, mon père." She hung her head, kind of embarrassed. And he said, "How can you say words you don't even understand?" And Saint Bernard said, "Well, I just kept repeating it along the way, over and over." And her pastor said, "Okay, go home and I'll consider what is to be done." Privately, her pastor was full of doubts that it was a true apparition of Our Blessed Mother. He believed Saint Bernadette to be a lunatic and a liar. But God was working on his heart. And he said, "Most people tell lies with words they understand, not with words you don't know. Who lies with words and concepts they don't understand?" And for the first time, he began to believe that Bernadette couldn't have made this up. For the first time, he believed it was a true apparition of the Blessed Virgin Mary. "I am the Immaculate Conception." There is an intimate connection between Lourdes and this title of Our Lady that she revealed about herself. I am wearing the vestment of Our Lady of Lourdes. This beautiful, beautiful hand-painted and embroidered vestment is Our Lady of Lourdes, the Immaculate Conception. You'll be able to meditate on that beautiful image of Mary today at Mass. "I am the Immaculate Conception." What does that mean? Saint Bernadette didn't even know that before Our Lady proclaimed herself to be the Immaculate Conception at Lourdes, 4 years earlier, on the 8th of December, 1854, Pope Pius IX infallibly proclaimed that the Most Blessed Virgin Mary was, from the first moment of her conception, preserved immune from all stain of original sin. I really don't think Saint Bernadette understood what we are celebrating today. Our Blessed Mother Mary's Immaculate Conception in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne. I am the Immaculate Conception. What Mary said is worth pondering in our hearts. Isn't it interesting? She didn't say, I am the Mother of God. She didn't say, I am ever virgin. She didn't say, I am the Queen of heaven and earth. She didn't even say, my name is Mary. She said, I am the Immaculate Conception. My very good friend, St. Maximilian Kolbe, that heroic Franciscan priest who gave his life in the concentration camp at Auschwitz, has a profound meditation on what Mary said at Lourdes in France. I am the Immaculate Conception. Mary did not say, I am immaculately conceived. She said, I am the Immaculate Conception. So what's the difference? St. Maximilian Kolbe says it's the difference between saying, I am white, versus I am whiteness itself. My vestments today are white, but it's not essential or necessary that a vestment be white. It could be red, or purple, or green, or rose, or black, or gold. It's not essential that a vestment be white. This vestment is not whiteness itself. If it were whiteness itself, it could be no other color. When our athletes go tonight to play their away games, they will bring their white jerseys, and they will get them very dirty. These jerseys are not whiteness itself. You can't be whiteness itself if you can get it dirty. The first woman, Eve, was conceived immaculately, without original sin, before she and Adam sinned. And hence, Eve was only white. Her soul got dirty through sin. Eve is not whiteness itself. Only Mary is whiteness itself. She can't be anything except white. She can never get dirty. Mary is, in her essence, the Immaculate Conception. St. Maximilian Kolbe reflects further on what Mary said at Lourdes. He said, Immaculate in conception describe the essence of who Mary is. Conception, it means a beginning. And if Mary had a beginning, she's a creature. She's not God. She is a creature in her essence. There was a time when Mary was not. Some people say, oh, you Catholics worship Mary. You Catholics think that Mary is God. That's blasphemy. Blasphemy that we would worship Mary as God. Blasphemy. Mary has a conception. There was a time when Mary was not. Only God does not have a conception. Only God exists from all eternity. And immaculate, from the Latin macula, which means a stain, a spot, a blemish, an imperfection. In means not. So in macula means without stain, spot, blemish, or imperfection. In other words, no sin. She never sinned. Her will was always united to the will of God.
So immaculate conception means a sinless beginning. For all of you science majors, and there's a lot of science majors here in town, it's just the genus and the species. The genus is conception, and the species, the specific difference, is immaculate. Conception is what Mary has in common with all of creation. Mary, along with all of creation, had a beginning. But immaculate is what separates her from all the others. It's the specific difference. Yes, Mary is a creature. She was created. She had a beginning. She exists in time. And yet of all creatures, she is the perfect, sinless one. I am the Immaculate Conception. It reveals the essence of who Mary is. And as we rejoice today in Mary, the Immaculate Conception, as we look at Mary, we see how God created us to look. Mary is how God wants all of us to look. Beautiful, without spots or stains or sins, without blemishes and imperfections. As I rejoice in the immaculate conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, in humility and in truth, I realize I am not the Immaculate Conception. I myself have blemishes, imperfections, spots, stains, and sins on my soul. But I know that our Lord wants me to look and to be immaculate too. Our Lord makes us immaculate first through baptism, when he washes away all of our sins, both original and actual. And then after baptism, when I sin, he makes me immaculate once again and restores me to my baptismal innocence in the sacrament of penance. The Lord gives priests the grace to be instruments of forgiveness, instruments of God's saving power, which makes us immaculate too. The Immaculate Conception is how God wants all of us to be beautiful, pure, innocent, without blemishes or imperfections, without spots, stains, or sins. We give thanks today to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for making his mother the Immaculate Conception. And we pray, grant, we beseech thee, that as thou didst preserve her from every stain by the foreseen death of this thy son, so thou wouldst grant that we also be cleansed from guilt by her intercession, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.